Hello, and welcome to the Lying Media Bastards radio show.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore! Hey!
Been trying to meet you.
Change.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. That's an abrupt ending. I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastards radio program. That was, of course, the Mighty Mighty Pixies, a live version of them doing Hey. You can easily get that on the Pixies' Greatest Hits album called Death to the Pixies. And disc two of that two CD set is a live concert on CD. Gosh, wasn't here last week. I apologize. Station was undergoing some technical problems. Go figure. That never happens. And because of that, I thought it wasn't really worth the time. I take it back. Wasn't a technical problem. It was the nature of the internet. We changed the servers that our computer, that our audio signal was coming from. And when you change a server like that, it takes a day to a week for the internet to register that you've made the change, and only one day had passed, so, yeah, and of course, at the moment, I think I have caused a technical glitch. I think I spilled root beer into our receiver, which would make it so that DJs who have records can't play records. I'm hoping I'm wrong, but I gotta check that out. No, I'm not clumsy. So that there was the Pixies. And on the show today, dear God, okay, often on the show I have a musical theme and a political theme that are not related in the slightest. Today is one of those days. We have, musically, gonna focus on female MCs. I've complained a number of times on this show about the appalling lack of women in rap music, that largely I think is just due to sexism in the industry. But and they're hard to find. It's hard to find female rappers, and when when you do have them, a lot of the time they just sort of are sexy. You get a little Kim or a Foxy Brown or somebody who's more about looking hot and rapping about how hot they are than they are about actually saying what they want to say. Well, maybe that's all little Kim's got to say. I'm not sure. But today I found myself a bevy of fine female rappers. Without having to go back to old school, and I don't really have any Queen Latifah or MC Lyte or any of them, modern folks, and that'll be fun to play. And I have two other musical themes going today. One, I found an online album. Now, there's a lot of DJs now who will put together a quote album, unquote, which is really a number of MP3s that they put up on their website as a single package. A lot of mashup DJs are doing that, and that's sort of what we got here. It is a fella named DJ Gingivitis. He spells it all funny with Y's instead of I's. And the name of the album is Skeet Spirit, and the music it's called Skeet Spirit, a Crunk Tribute to Radiohead. So he has made his own versions of Radiohead songs in the Crunk style of rap. It's one of the more bizarre things I've heard this year. Just conceptually, the music is kind of fun, kind of silly, kind of offensive, because you know it's a lot of the sort of the crunk sound, crunk melodies and beats, but then some of the like offensive samples about you know pimping and women being hoes and that sort of thing. So I'll play a little bit. I've got one track in particular that I'll fade it out before we get to the really offensive shit, but it's. It's funny, and when there's a weird phenomenon like that, I feel I must play. And then the third minor, this is the more minor of the musical themes for today. I discovered recently that Willie Nelson put out a reggae album. Yeah, I believe it's called Country Man. I don't have it in front of me, so I can't tell you the title. But it's supposedly it's a cross between reggae, country, and gospel. And it's got an interesting sound. Not so many of the tracks are good, really. A lot of them are really kind of dumb or bland or something. And but yeah, we got the one track in particular that maybe I'll just play one off there today. One or two tracks. One has Toots from Toots and the Maytals, so you got a little bit of real reggae credibility on there, which makes the song better, and in a way it makes you realize how wrong it sounds to have Willie Nelson doing reggae music. But lots of great stuff today. And on top of that, going to have some new Nouveau Vague. Maybe some My Bloody Valentine, Leftover Crack. And then plenty to talk about, of course, today. The Bush's wiretapping scandal has been declared unconstitutional by a federal court judge. Talk about the Lebanon-Hezbollah war, the alleged plane terrorist plots that have been coming up lately. I got too much for one show. That's all I got to say. If I talk really fast, maybe we can get it all done. But maybe I should hop into the female rap just right away. Let's do that. We got here... Ah, crap, I'm realizing some of the rappers I'm going to have to play, I've only got their songs on MySpace. I'm going to have to go to their MySpace page and play a track off of there. Just not so cool. But first up, this is a 13-year-old female rapper named Charlie Numbers. Well, she goes by DJ Charlie Numbers. And, man, this song... basically, this song is an angry... angry rhyme against her father who left her when she was a child to be raised by her mother. So this is a 13-year-old DJ Charlie Numbers doing a song called You Abandoned Me. It's pretty ruthless, but very well done, and obviously she's young to be putting this out. She's got a MySpace page. Her name is Charlie, Chali, and Numbers, Numbas. So if you want to give her a look, I believe that's where you go. Anyway, I'm Jake, Lime Media Bastard Show. You want to make a request or tell me that you don't want to hear the you don't want to hear the crunk version of the Radiohead or what have you? Hop on your AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. Send me a message. And that's it. I'm Jake, Lime Media Bastards. Thanks for listening.
Fortune 5 Enterprise. my fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Management cases to the front line. Your day's up, children. I hope y'all didn't quit your day jobs. Been in it, hosting shit like Canadian Asians. Host stars.
I'm kidding.
Nah, really, Pa? You're fibbing. You rented your car. I'm spilling these phrases like seizure waitresses holding trays.
What's the greatness?
The most endangered species on the playlist.
Hey, pay this, you fucks. No need to pay for a facelift, you slut.
Less stupid. I'm more dangerous than Michael's faces. I cut through it like a machete's built on my tongue. Leave you stitched up like Eeyore with your teeth all gums. You weak whore. The meek inherits now, but I speak veteran prose like I'm Tom Cruise in a wheelchair with my pants all sewn. Now, how many times do I need to explain? You faggot Hannibal Lecter niggas, you all eat brain. I will damage your whole system, hack into your mainframe, crack your bones like I'm cracking computer codes. I am not playing. I'm not done spraying, nigga. Give me my mic back. Don't ever, ever, ever try some shit even like that. I'm a con artist, a schemer, a dealer, a dope that you feed to your ears and the speakers and feel it till it's leaking out your throat. Teacher, preacher, citywide spelling champ. Your girl felt it so much she started doing the belly dance. I'm heavy, man, like an acne safe in a cartoon. I'll drop catch your man and smash right into your car roof. I'm nasty, the antithesis of this mastery. Keep feeding you and feeding you with buckets of candy. Hand ransom notes to old cops at random with the planet remote in the throat of the kidnapped grandson for how many grams? One. Wait till they're in range, then pull a little chain. Close line them just in time to see the boys exploding brains. I'm sick, I need help. I'm climbing side of the track to tell them I know what I'm doing. Those aren't snares, those are slaps. One slap, two slaps, three slaps, four. Then I'll spaz out and stab, forget what the fuck I was counting for. Don't fuck with me, please, I'm asking nicely, back off. Put thumbtacks in my hands and grab your nuts, nigga, cough. You don't understand, Gene, never in your life seen a girl with more flow than an Iraqi soldier's canteen. More ignored than a homeless on a train begging for change. More credit due to me than a store that doesn't exchange. In Cali, rip your mane. New York, damage your dog. Get on a plane, let boy out, Gael and Sima in Spain. I'm dead wrong, too smart to be beefing with little tarts. Gene, turn your screaming to murmurs like an irregular heartbeat. Hardly the amateur, can't wait for the album tour. Fall come, I'm bringing the malice straight to your campus floor. Manhandle y'all in France, I'm Gene Van Damme. All right and hard like carving the 12th commandment. Nah, I didn't skip one, cause Biggie penned the 11th. A moment of silence for all the fallen soldiers in heaven. Now moving along, children, I screw with your whole vision like fog on the road. Listen, too hot and you know it, burn like a cop when you go pissing. It's not in the hole dripping and gotta go to the clinic.
Well, hey, I'm just guessing.
Gene's here to level the playing field. I don't care about your spot or what you got for your record deal. I don't care about your feelings or your marketing gimmicks. I just rap, been here, you just wasn't ready to hear it. I dropped the tap, critics hollered back with a thumbs up. Exposing those who didn't, Oliver Wayne, you dumb fuck. Untuck your spine, gun butt you with the super soaker. Make you scream louder than the sound of the background vocals. You with a magazine page, then in a rage flip you over like quarters on the back of your arm on happy days. I've written about life, I spit it about art. I represent the underground cause they've been with me from the start. No, Gene's not hard now, Gene hasn't changed. I was 18 on the first record, I've just experienced the game. Not a thug, not a drug seller, not a gun shooter, not a stripper, sex symbol, or anything you're used to. Marketing nightmare, I don't fit in the categories. I just rap, make beats and shit and sleep all these stories.
All I want is a voice.
All the people need is choice. If there's no competition, then what is the fucking point? You can't win by default unless you're scared of a challenge. It's not really a fair game if you won't allow balance. What the fuck is a cease?
Somebody get this woman a drink!
Hey folks, Long Mini Bastard Show, I'm Jake. That was just Jean Grey doing Don't You Don't Know. I apologize, I believe she called people faggots in that song, which I always try to avoid, but sometimes you can't. I don't, if I don't listen to the whole rap song through, and I didn't, you get some of that. Before that, we had The Warriors doing Rip to the Bone. And before that, DJ Charlie Numbers doing You Abandoned Me, the angry song to her father. And I'm realizing I'm going to have to take a lot of breaks today because I have a lot of songs that require a little bit of explanation. This next one coming up is Nouveau Vague. They are the band that does covers of early 80s punk and new wave songs in sort of a lounge bossa nova sort of style. This is they got a new album coming out, I think. This is them covering The Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunnymen. And then after that, I think I will play the first track, my first track of the day from the Krunk Tribute to Radiohead album, which is it'd be sort of their version of Paranoid Android called Flamboasting Android. I don't know what that means. I'm Jake, Lime Media Bastards. Here we go.
So soon you'll take me up in your arms.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Radioactive San Diego, the Lying Media Bastard Show, with more technical glitches than usual today. That is, there was the Go Team doing Bottle Rocket. A female MC in that band named Ninja is all she goes by. For that, we had a track off of the Crunk tribute to Radiohead, Flamboast and Android, which was their cover of, Paranoid Android. And I looked it up online. Flamboasting means flamboyant yet boastful, from an E-40 song. So We're all learning a little something today. And again, later, more in the show, I will continue playing, focusing on rap by female artists, as well as play another track or two from that Crump tribute to Radiohead, because that's just funny. And then also coming up, I'm going to have to play some songs from the Willie Nelson reggae album. But before I get a chance to forget, I have to play this segment. The Daily Show is, of course, a fine television program because it seems to be one of the few mainstream television programs that does not take for granted what the Bush administration is saying. It's one of the few that seems to have realized that we Americans are fed up and tired of the media that we have, of the news media. They're ridiculous. We know they're ridiculous. They bother us. The Daily Show taps into that by having a show that both parodies news events of the day and the way that they're covered by the mainstream media. But the other day, earlier this week, they had on they have correspondents, I'll put that in quote, which are usually comedians, longstanding comedians and comedic writers who are up there pretending to be reporters and giving their two cents on the day's news, or I guess it's more part of a skit, really. So they have a new correspondent named Asif Mandvi, who is their Middle Eastern correspondent. I don't know where he's from. I don't know his background. Apparently, he appears to be of Middle Eastern descent. That's about all that I know. And on this segment of The Daily Show, you'll hear, and I'm going to play it for you, because it's mostly an audio thing. There's not going to be really visuals that you miss out and miss the gags. But basically, the point of the segment is that Jon Stewart is saying, well, the Bush administration seems very optimistic about what's going on in the Middle East, and the war in Lebanon, the war in Iraq, the war in, the bombs on, the missile attacks on Israel, and the, I forget what else I was going to say. But the general, cast in the Middle East, the Bush administration seems to think is a good thing, because it's heralding a better day in the future. So Jon Stewart talks to this reporter of Middle Eastern descent, asking him, well, is that the opinion of people in the Middle Eastern world? And it's biting. He's very sarcastic, very, plays it down, very tongue-in-cheek. But with this tongue-in-cheek manner, he says some of the most bitter things that I'm sure are felt by many in the Middle East who are sick and tired of us. I'm going to play this for you. It's good stuff. And let's see, we're not going to play if we got to click any buttons first. Okay, I'm just go ahead and play this, and sorry it might jump in sort of abruptly. So this is Jon Stewart and Asif Mandvi on The Daily Show.
Welcome back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, the carnage in Iraq, Israel, Lebanon, it's almost beyond imagination. A lot of people feel that we're spiraling towards a much larger regional war. But does the inevitable mushroom cloud have a silver lining?
Every crisis has within it danger, but every crisis also has within it opportunity. And this president is determined to seize opportunities.
This is a moment of intense conflict in the Middle East. Yet our aim is to turn it into a moment of opportunity.
What we're seeing here, in a sense, is the growing birth pangs of a new Middle East.
Birth pangs. For some perspective on how these comments are being viewed in the Middle East, we're lucky enough to be joined by an expert in Middle Eastern affairs, an experienced journalist from the region who can bring us a unique perspective for less than half the price of an American reporter. He is Asif Mandvi. He joins us from Beirut. Thank you for joining us, Asif. Thank you for joining us. Do the people of the Middle East share this administration's clearly more optimistic view of the conflict?
Oh, absolutely, John. It's not often that an entire region is given this kind of chance. Every day, the cafes and outdoor markets of the Middle East explode in anticipation. We're like children on Christmas morning, from what I'm told. It's very exciting.
Really? The violence and the instability doesn't color that view?
No, not at all. As one gentleman told me while standing in the smoldering remains of what was once his village, you can't get hummus without mashing some chickpeas.
Really, because when I see the news, Asif, people are really, they seem angry. Their people are screaming angrily.
Yes, well, what did you expect? I mean, as Secretary Rice said, we're going through some birth pangs here. And you know how people tend to scream and say things they don't mean when they're in labor. Nonsense like, how could you do this to me? Or, death to America. And then, once the baby arrives, all is forgiven. What we're going through is exactly like that. I mean, we all understand it in exactly those terms.
Asav, I'm not... Forgive me for asking this, but are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. That was just an improvised explosive opportunity. I believe it was filled with what sounded like the flying shards of a better tomorrow. I can't wait to see what will rise from the ashes. I hope it's a parliament.
There's no resentment there that these changes that are being brought were perhaps foisted upon this region?
No, not at all. Over the years, we've grown accustomed to thinking of ourselves as you think of us. Tiny, abstract drops in an oil field of possibility. Whether redrawing our borders without regard for ethnicity or religion, or experimenting with unfamiliar forms of governance, we always welcome a chance to test the latest theories of your political scientists.
It's an incredible way to look at a terrible situation.
Well, I'm sure it's no different from the way your nation views the events of September 11th. Today, great opportunity.
I don't think we really look at it like that.
Oh. I guess not everyone knows how to respond when opportunity knocks their house down. John?
Thank you very much, Asif. Asif Manvi, everybody. We'll be right back.
That's some great stuff. I mean, this must be how people... this must be how people of the Middle East think of Americans. Because, yeah, the United States and other Western countries have done all sorts of terrible things over there for selfish purposes. And then they throw a lie on top of it. They say, we want to bring peace to the Middle East. We want to bring democracy to the Middle East. And they look around and they see that it's obviously not true. And that we keep telling them the same bullshit. And, usually you can't get that point of view onto onto the American airwaves. But by pretending, by saying the opposite of what is true, by being tongue-in-cheek and sarcastic, Asif Manvi there was able to express that point of view. And I thought that was very effective. And I'm glad he was able to do it. Now, big thing to mention here is last week, as you recall, there was allegedly a huge terrorist plot that was foiled by the U.S. government. Or not, actually, I take that back. Not even by the U.S. government. By the British police working in tandem with Pakistani intelligence. Now, it sounded like it was a very... scary situation. It was, a group of men who were going to bring on some sort of form of liquid explosives, mix it on the plane, and they were going to bring this onto, like, they were saying, like, 20 different, maybe a dozen, somewhere between 12 and 20 airplanes flying out of Britain into the U.S. So, it sounded very, very frightening, and it was, everybody was able to say, hey, this is great, they finally, all this hard work, finally they're stopping a terrorist or two. And while the right wing immediately leapt on this to tell us how we're in grave danger, and this is, anybody who's against the war in Iraq is in favor of terrorism, you see, I'm against the war in Iraq, and it's because I want terrorists to come kill me. I want terrorists to kill everyone I know. That's how much I like terrorism. And that's why I'm against the war in Iraq, Iraq, when we invaded, had no terrorists, was not an Islamic fundamentalist state, and all that, but times change. But, Anybody with that did just the tiniest bit of digging was able to see that this plot was not foiled by war, by bombing campaigns, by threatening to nuke Iran. This plot was foiled by police work. Somebody who was part of apparently a fellow Muslim in the UK heard that these guys were plotting something, went and told British intelligence, or the MI5, I believe. I think it's like their FBI, maybe. And they surveilled these guys for a year. Tapped their phones, read their email. I guess the guys went to Pakistan and met some people there. And allegedly, at least in the first telling of this story, they had to jump on it. They had to suddenly, it was looking like they were about to pull off their plan. So the Brits had to go take action and arrest all these guys and save us all from terrorism. Now, as it turns out, maybe this was exaggerated. First of all, there were stories coming out earlier in the week saying that there had been no go signal. They had not, the terrorists had not given any sign that they were about to attack. But the United States was, it sounded like they pressured the British into doing it, or they were going to announce this plot was going on. It was something crazy. It sounded like the Bush administration forced their hand, and if the British didn't jump in and arrest these guys before that, this opportunity would be ruined. Now it's also coming out that the main evidence against these young men is a Pakistani fellow who was tortured by Pakistani intelligence, and he said this, he confessed under torture that he gave the names of these men and said that they were plotting this such and such a thing, and which has to give you pause a little bit. Say, gosh, you know, guy getting tortured will say a lot of things, and so that's now a little sketchy. And now the fact, I guess the Brits have, I don't know why I keep calling them the Brits. The British. The British have, I believe, 24 men under arrest. They're going to let some of them go, because they say they actually weren't involved in the plot. And it sounds like they have not arrested the others because they don't have enough evidence. So they surveilled these guys for a year, and they don't have enough evidence to tie them to terrorism. On top of that, it is now turning out that These guys who were allegedly about to bomb airliners did not have any explosives, they did not have any plane tickets, and some of them did not even have the passports that would be necessary to get them on a plane to fly to America, where they allegedly planned to blow stuff up. So, we should raise our skepticism level slightly. And now, even more than this, let me go over this. The terrorists were allegedly going to use a chemical explosive called TATP, which I had a definition of that. It's like, God damn it, I'm going to look stupid. I wanted to look intelligent and tell you the name of this chemical. Oh, triacetone triperoxide, TATP. Triacetone triperoxide. Now, apparently this is made up of three main chemicals. Two of the chemicals you can mix together beforehand, and then when you mix that combination with a third, you can get this explosive. However, when you do that, this combo chemical that you come up with needs to be refrigerated. So these terrorists were apparently, I don't know how you bring something that needs to be refrigerated onto a plane. Maybe you've got a little cooler with you. But it's much, much worse than that. Let me explain. I've got this from The Register, which is a British, sort of a snarky newspaper about tech issues, usually about tech and internet and computer issues. But let me read this guy. This guy explains how you would actually have to. This wasn't a simple matter of you take bottle A, take bottle B, you pour them into a cup, and you get an explosion. Now, this is apparently a long chemical process where by combining chemical A with chemical B, it will, over time, there will be a chemical reaction which will create chemical C, which is the explosive. So let's read this. Okay, this is what the fellow says you would have to do to make this happen. Once the plane is over the ocean, very discreetly bring all of your gear into the toilet. Oh, wait, I should mention what it says you're going to need. You need several. You need some equipment. First, you need to get the adequately concentrated hydrogen peroxide. Blah blah blah. Okay, you will also need a thermometer, a large beaker, a stirring rod, and a medicine dropper, as well as your refrigerated, some sort of refrigeration unit to keep the one chemical cool, and then you've got your bottle of chemical B. Okay, once the plane is over the ocean, very discreetly bring all of your gear into the toilet. That's British for laboratory, bathroom. You might need to make several trips to avoid drawing attention. Once your kit is in place, put a beaker containing the peroxide acetone mixture into the ice water bath. Now, he says that perhaps you could get a champagne bucket with ice from the airline if you were sitting in first class. Otherwise, I don't even know how you do that part. So, put the beaker into the ice water bath. Start adding the acid, it's chemical B, drop by drop while stirring constantly. Watch the reaction temperature carefully. The mixture will heat, and if it gets too hot, you'll end up with a weak explosive. In fact, if it gets really hot, you'll get a premature explosion, possibly sufficient to kill you, but probably no one else. After a few hours, assuming by some miracle that the fumes haven't overcome you or alerted passengers of the flight crew to your activities, you'll now have a quantity of TATP with which to carry out your mission. Now all you need to do is dry it for an hour or two. So several hours of mixing, and then several hours of drying before your simple binary chemical explosive is worth anything. That can't really happen on a plane. this plot, if this is what they'd wanted to do, this wouldn't have worked. You can't take up the bathroom for 4 hours on a plane with chemical vapors sneaking out the corners of the door. Somebody would notice. And then, so I guess the other alternative, you could say, okay, well, let's say you make this chemical explosive first. You put it in a bottle with Gatorade, a Gatorade label on it, and some food coloring, and you bring on your chemical explosive instead of mixing it on the plane. Well, apparently the chemical is so sensitive and unstable, there's a good chance you'd blow up on your way to the airport. So nobody except a real idiot would want to do that. And it appears that doing this on the plane, mixing on the plane, is not possible either. So I don't know what to think about this terrorist plot. It sounds as though, and I don't want to believe this, I really want to believe that there's a little bit of scruple out there in the Bush White House. It really almost sounds like there was this alleged terrorist plot, which maybe the plot was announced under torture. Maybe there was no plot. But even if there was, it sounded like it was further down the road. The Bush administration sort of forced the hand of the British intelligence and made them catch these guys, capture them early before they wanted to. And it turns out that this explosive thing wouldn't work anyway. And you and I are not allowed to bring sports drinks or bottled water or gel insoles for your shoes onto an airplane. Although apparently, bringing on a Dell laptop with an explosive, with these defective batteries to catch fire, that might be okay. Ridiculous. I wrote about this on my site last week, and I said I don't want to say too much about this because sometimes the initial stories are wrong. I really didn't think the story was wrong, but I thought we might get a few elements and learn later on that a few elements were not what they appeared to be. Now it's looking as though the entire story is not what it appeared to be. And, Of course, that's not how people will remember it. You know, as is always the case, the first story, what's the word? A lie travels around the world before the truth gets its boots on? I'm just saying something like that. Which, yeah, by now this rumor has reached everybody, and everybody knows, quote-unquote, that we were saved by a terrorist attack by guys who were going to have a liquid explosive. Now let's try telling everybody that didn't happen. How many people are going to reach? It's frustrating and sad and etc. Now, related to this, there was another story last week about a possible terrorist attack in an airplane. Let's see, a woman passenger was arrested on a flight from London to Washington because she caused a disturbance on board. Now, this is what they tell us at first. They said that this woman was carrying banned items. So she was carrying illegal items on the plane. Then later on they said that she was carrying Vaseline, matches, a screwdriver, and a note referring to Al-Qaeda. And some of the news stories even said that the Al-Qaeda note was in Arabic, which really makes you wonder who who was reading this note to tell us it was about Al-Qaeda. As it turns out, she did not have Vaseline, she did not have matches, she did not have a screwdriver, she did not have a note about Al-Qaeda. Turned out she's a woman with claustrophobia who went nuts on the plane and wanted to get off of the plane, and they landed, I guess, and she left. It's not that often that the news gets every element of the story wrong. And on top of that, what was she going to do with those things? She had Vaseline, a screwdriver, matches, and a pamphlet about Al-Qaeda. I don't know if she was gonna go coat the pilot in Vaseline and threaten to set it on fire unless, you know, somebody used the screwdriver to assemble a cabinet from IKEA. I don't know what was going on there. And again, Again, this story is going to be hard to combat. People that have heard this, people who heard that story the first time about this scary woman with the scary devices who threatened the plane, people are going to remember that. They're not going to, you know, it's going to be harder to get to them with the, oh, by the way, that wasn't exactly true. That's how a lot of this stuff works. And I'm sure there's many irresponsible right-wing folks out there, just the propagandists, who are going to whip this up as much as they can for both of them. Oh, the terrorists, they almost blew us up with the chemical explosive and the liquid explosive, and oh, we need more spying, we need more surveillance. We need more surveillance on the people. We need to start racial profiling of Muslims and Arabs. And and there was that lady on that plane. It's not safe to travel in the air. It's a scary world. Let's institute martial law. But I guess I should mention that, too. Wiretapping. Today, a federal court judge found that the Bush administration's wiretapping program is unconstitutional against the Fourth Amendment. Pretty obvious. It always was. If you want a legal analysis, you can go to Glenn Greenwald's webpage. I think it's glenngreenwald.blogspot.com. It's sort of a thorough analysis. And of course, right wing. He also mentions this on his site. The right wing has already started a slander campaign against the judge who made this ruling. They're trying to point out that she's a Democrat, and they're saying that she's insane and she's a liberal, and she was part of the civil rights movement, which I guess shows that she's liberal because Republicans don't like civil rights or something. Well, we know they don't like certain people to have civil rights. A lot of Republicans out there, if you're not a white Christian man with lots of money, no civil rights for you. But what gets me that I was always mentioned about this wiretapping thing was this decision does not say the president cannot wiretap, cannot eavesdrop. Law enforcement can't wiretap and eavesdrop on suspects of terrorism. Says they have to get a warrant in compliance with the law. Now, they have to go to a special court to get a special warrant, not a regular court, and they don't need to get it first. They can actually eavesdrop first and then get a warrant later, get a warrant up to 3 days later. And the special court has special rules to it. I forget the numbers, but literally 98 to 99% of the warrants they've applied for they've gotten through this court to spy on the suspects, and you've got 3 days to do it. You know, you could. It's not like one of these things like, you know, Jack Bauer 24, where it's like, gosh, we've got to wiretap the terrorist's phone, or else they're going to blow up Los Angeles. And yes, that's a very bad that's a very bad Kiefer Sutherland impression. I'm sorry. Damn it. There we go. That's my Jack Bauer impression. Damn it. But he's Okay, now I've confused myself. I can't remember talking about 24 wiretapping is. It's not one of these situations where it's like he's got 15 minutes to find out where the terrorists have put the bomb, but saying, oh gosh, we can't listen in on their phones because it's unconstitutional. No, he can wiretap immediately, stop the terrorists, and then on the last hour of day 3 days later, could file an application for a wiretap warrant and probably get it. And even if he didn't do all that, is he really going to get in trouble? If you wiretap somebody, if you're a cop and you wiretap somebody's phone illegally and end up foiling a terrorist plot, and somebody says, oh, you didn't file the proper paperwork, what's going to happen? Is he going to be thrown in jail, or is he going to be a fucking hero who gets a pardon from the president himself? I think we all know the answer to that. So, but it is good news. The president's plan to wiretap everyone's phone in the United States... unconstitutional. Go figure. Anyhow, I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastard Show. Did a lot of talking, there's a lot to talk about, but I've also got a lot of music. So, this is, I was mentioning this earlier, I'll only play one track from this album. Willie Nelson recorded an album in the past couple years, I don't remember when, called Countryman. And it's a reggae album, which you never really would have thought, well, I guess with all with Willie's love of the reefer, perhaps we saw this coming, then perhaps that he'd want to do a little reggae. But this is a duet with him. He's doing a song called I'm a Worried Man, which does kind of show some of the more country elements of reggae, lyrically speaking. It's you know, sort of about being down and out and anxious. And a lot of country music, back in the day anyway, was sort of bluesy in content. Things are going really bad for you, so you're going to sing your country music. But this is, he's got Toots from Toots and the Maytals accompanying him in this song, so it's a duet. When Willie's singing, you really see the country elements of the song and of reggae, and when Toots is singing, you're saying, Jesus, Willie should not be on this track at all. But it's fun. So I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastard Show. This is Willie Nelson and Toots and the Maytals. Well, Willie Nelson and Toots doing I'm a Worried Man. More music soon. If you want more politics, go to my site, lyingmediabastards.com.
I go to draw my pay. Close the door on me today. Told me just to stay away and don't come back again.
I told my mama, baby, don't you cry. I'll get a job before the day go by. I don't know where, and that is why I'm a worried man. Family, yes, I don't own a money tree.
beats of a dope kind while the DJ twists to rewind. Scratch and rip, rip-ish. MCs grab the mic, kicking freestyles, rhyming 100 miles a minute. Vocals eclipsing ridiculously dope beats, and they are blind to the signs that the rhyme combined with the mind connects them to their feminine side. The groove slips between their thighs and makes their hips wide like mine. As mother hip-hop places her eternal child inside, something impossible to see through these jaded eyes. As she slides into masculinity, masturbating with their climactic virginity, intrinsically, kinetically, genetically redefining their DNA, so when the archaeologists dig up the past, they will say these homo sapiens are from the era of hip-hop days. And they will take the bones and play rhythms that were lost on records and cassettes. Some will dance to remember, and some will dance to forget. Because even then, no one will truly see all the hows and whys of when and where we came to be. And they will try to recapture the rapture and velocity that left with the flesh of the hip-hop fiends. They will find curvatures in the bones of MC's hands, learning the dominant, prominent stance. Remnants of baggy pants will leave fibers of a culture that swims in eternity, and they will take relics and try to sell it, promising that the vibe is still alive and that it will make them feel free. Jazz, beats, and blue sweets will make our primal sex rituals indiscreet, and the sounds of distorted, contorted scratches, sampling styles will echo in the inner ear of a famous DJ's great-great-great-great-grandchild. And they will uncover villages of spirituality, redeeming them from their new world's fallacies. And they will gather the dust of incense sticks to see if it might fill them with peace. Right now, we will always be creating rhymes and time in our history.
Sorry way he done somebody's daughter, chained her to a heavy thing and threw her in the water, and she sank into the darkness with their baby son inside her. A little piece of truth and beauty died, burning up the atmosphere and cutting down the trees. The billion-dollar bombing of a nation on his knees. Anyone not marching to their tune, they call it treason. Everyone says God is on his side. See the lightning, hear the cries of the wounded in a world in holy war. Thunder from the skies, killing everything they say they're fighting for. Broken babies, broken homes, broken-hearted people dying every day. How'd this happen? What went wrong? God, I swear to God, I heard him say, not in my name, not on my ground. I want nothing but the ending of the war. No more killing, or it's over, and the mystery won't matter anymore. Broken dreamers, broken rules, broken-hearted people just like me and you. We are children of the stars. Don't blame God, I swear to God, he's crying too. Not in my name, not on my ground. I want nothing but the ending of the war. No more killing, or it's over, and the mystery won't matter anymore. about the sorry way he done somebody's daughter. Chained her to a heavy thing and threw her in the water. And she sank into the darkness with her baby son inside her. A little piece of truth and beauty died.
Slap a cop like Jacques.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I need to work on my enunciation. That was, I'm just thinking. I started talking and then I'm reminded of a story. Somebody told me last week that somebody had invented a new word. It was like a combo of pronounce and maybe it was enunce. So somebody said combined the word pronounce and enunce, like pronunciation and enunciation. I can't remember how. And that's a very important story I just told. So all of you remember, because there will be quizzes. And as there was leftover crack doing Rock the 40 Ounce, for that we had Invincible. She performed at the Allied Media Conference this summer in Bowling Green, Ohio, for all of the young media activist folks who went out there. And actually, I suppose so did DJ Charlie Numbers, who I played earlier. I'm told that she opened it, and Invincible really brought the house down. So, sadly, I only know of one recorded track by her, which is what I just played. It's off of a CD called Free the Pea, that I'm not sure if that's been released yet. It's supposed to raise money for a documentary about Palestinian hip-hop. But yeah, the only place I found that track on her MySpace page, and she got a few other tracks there, but you can't download them. Oh, people, if you're going to put your tracks on MySpace, please make them downloadable. It would make me happy. For Invincible, we had Kris Kristofferson doing In the News. Now, I've always known Kris Kristofferson as sort of a grizzled-looking country-western singer who had a few dabblings into acting. He was in a bad movie called Millennium, bad sci-fi movie. He starred in Barbara Streisand with Star is Born. He was a co-star. Most people probably know him. He was Blade's sidekick, Wesley Snipes' sidekick in the movie Blade, where he's the vampire hunter and Whistler is a grizzled old man who makes him guns and bullets and things. But he used to be more of a musician. He was a country western singer I think more like the 70s. Then when the 80s hit, he started getting politicized, and I believe he put out an entire album of stuff like against Reagan's foreign policy. He was singing stuff, in favor of the Sandinistas and things like that. And from what I understand, it almost ruined his career. I think when he went touring, he had a really rough time of things because people didn't want to hear those songs. It was the rah-rah, jingoistic 80s. And here he was speaking what people didn't want to hear. So I guess he's got a new album out. He's got that track there called In the News. He's got a video for it. I think it's kriskristofferson.com. I think he spells both of them with a K. K-R-I-S, Chris. K-R-I-S-T, Kristofferson. But video's really not that impressive. It's one of these sort of flash video animations that you put on the web, where you sort of... I've seen a lot of these music videos where it's like you have the music playing, and the whole video is just pretty much a montage of photos that you sort of slowly zoom in on, or maybe there's a little bit of action. But it's called In the News, about a lot of the terrible things that go on these days in this world of ours. Before that, we had Desdemona doing We Will Always Be, which was really more of a spoken word than a rap track, I'll be honest. And strangely, it is on an album by a rapper named Brother Ali, and he's not on the track at all. And on that album, which is called Rites of Passage, there's about three tracks. I think there's three tracks by female artists. Brother Ali has nothing to do with them. He doesn't rap. It's not like a back-and-forth thing. He just said, hey, do a track, I guess. I don't know exactly how that worked, but interesting, and I was glad to find the stuff. Before that, we had the Willie Nelson song. I told you about Willie Nelson and Toots doing I'm a Worried Man, and I was here sort of ribbing on Willie for doing a reggae song. DJ Al heard me, called me up, and told me that song was actually written by Johnny Cash. So it's a weird mix. I thought that the whole thing was Willie Nelson doing reggae songs. And there's another track on the album that if I had time, and I don't today, I would play. It's him covering Jimmy Cliff's The Harder They Come, which made me think that all of the tracks were originally reggae songs, but no, apparently country singer Willie Nelson took a song by country singer Johnny Cash and decided to make it a reggae song and do a duet with reggae singer. So, the whole world's gone crazy. Dogs and cats living together. So yeah, that's crazy Willie Nelson. I gotta talk about this. This was a poll that has been making the rounds this week by Zogby International. This happens a lot. You'll see these news stories where somebody, I don't even know who does them. It's one of the aren't Americans stupid news stories. Usually they'll go and they'll talk to, you know, we talked to 100 high school kids and found out they didn't know who George Washington was. And it's that sort of thing. And I think on a lot of at least the TV news, there's kind of this overarching theme of the world's going to hell in a handbasket and there's nothing you can do about it. Sort of these stories that sort of tell, when taken in total, they tell this story about sort of a mythic period in the 1950s when everything was good and things are getting worse. And there doesn't seem to be anything that anyone can do about it. Decline in standards, decline in morals, decline in living quality. And I think that's kind of why they put them in there. It sort of fits in this general theme. I don't think it's intentional. I think they've got it sort of internalized. I think a lot of baby boomers do feel this way. They kind of look back wistfully at the 50s and 60s as this amazing Leave It to Beaver time period. Back when they didn't have race riots and poverty and war and terrorism. And actually they did. They just didn't see them much. You know, the reason you have race riots is because the African Americans and folks of other races were kept in their place. With violence and oppression, they weren't rising up because of that, and those are thought of as good old days. We probably shouldn't think of them that way. Anyhow, so this is a new poll like that. This one is designed to make people look stupid. It's 7 pairs of questions where that are sort of similar to each other. For example, it's number 1 on here. What is the name of Homer's son on The Simpsons, paired with what is the name of one of Homer's epic poems about ancient Greece? See, he's a little funny there in the Homer Simpson versus blind Homer, the storyteller of ancient Greece. And surprisingly, more people can name Bart Simpson than can name the Iliad and the Odyssey. Next question, what planet is Superman from? And that's paired with which planet is closest to the sun. Not surprisingly, more people are familiar with Superman than with the solar system. And they say Krypton instead of Mercury. And it goes on, what does CSI stand for versus what does CIA stand for? What are the names of the Three Stooges? What are the three branches of the American government? What is the name of J.K. Rowling's fictional boy wizard who lives in England? And what is the name of the current Prime Minister of England? It goes on. And not surprisingly, as I knock the microphone over, not surprisingly, Americans are more familiar with pop culture than they are with classic literature or foreign governments. Now these, like I said, these come up a lot. These sort of like, hey, aren't Americans stupid? And I think before I mentioned this overarching storyline that the news tells you about the decline of the United States, but there's also this other story that I think is happening here where Americans who consider themselves smart people see these stories and they feel that maybe they sort of disdain mainstream America, lowbrow culture, etc. And this helps justify those feelings. You know, it's you read Homer, you know the Iliad, and you think, oh, those dumb white trash Americans who only watch Harry Potter and The Simpsons and CSI. Oh, I wish the whole country were people like me. And, you know, I'm glad they're not, because you don't want the whole country to be people like that, because you don't want to talk to people like that. Maybe I'm exaggerating. This is an impression. But of course, you know, it's ridiculous that they would say, that somebody would act with outrage. More people know Bart Simpson, then no Homer's The Iliad? The Simpsons is a television show which has been on and heavily advertised for almost two decades straight. The show is on weekly in the new episodes and is syndicated so that it is on every day in almost every part of the country. And I have been in some parts of the country during, you know, in the past few years where they literally had on a rerun Simpsons episode three times every day. And, of course, it's usually on a Fox station, and the Fox stations have advertising for the reruns. They have advertising for the new ones. There's all kinds of marketing. There's, you know, you can go to a store, and there's Simpsons stuff for sale on the shelves. Not as much as it is in its heyday, of course. But, Homer, the ancient poet, not so much with the advertising. As a matter of fact, I can't remember the last time I saw a commercial on TV for The Odyssey. I take that back slightly. I think probably within the past 8 years, the Sci-Fi Channel made a bad TV movie about the... No, actually, it might have been NBC. I think they had a bad TV movie of The Odyssey with Armand Asante as... I forget who's in The Odyssey. Odysseus, I guess. So I guess I can think back. I remember seeing an ad... Well, I probably remember seeing ads for it probably 7 years ago. So a major the Fox News is, or Fox is from News Corporation is the name of the company, multi-billion-dollar empire of media mogul Rupert Murdoch. They want me to know who the Simpsons are. They want me to know Bart Simpson, and they spend millions and millions of dollars to make me know who Bart Simpson is to the best of their ability. So I do. I'm not sure who's Homer's agent, blind ancient Homer. He's not doing so well promoting the works of the ancient Greece. Similarly, Jesus, one of the questions on here is more people know Harry Potter than Tony Blair. The Harry Potter books are the Harry Potter book is the second most popular series of books in the universe, just behind the Bible. So, in a way, it's sort of like say, you could have a second poll saying, more people are familiar with Jesus Christ than are with Tony Blair. I can't believe it. So the media forcing this shit down our throats doesn't mean we're stupid. It just means that propaganda and advertising work. Big surprise. What's even crazier to me is that this poll was explicitly designed with a marketing purpose. It was commissioned by AOL, America Online, AOL.com, because they're creating some sort of new game show that's like a hybrid of TV show and website that called it's like Gold Rush, I think, and it's a pop culture quiz show. And they commissioned this study showing that that Americans know more about pop culture than they do about philosophy and politics and all. Which is sad. It's not the way I wish more people were familiar with political things, but they're not. And I'm not. But I'm not going to like yell at them for it and call them idiots because advertising works on them. But yeah, obviously they wouldn't commission this study unless they planned on using it to sort of raise awareness about pop culture trivia. I imagine it was going to fill. It's like part of their sneaky PR campaign. A number of news stations are suddenly running these stories. Oh, Americans, pop culture, blah blah blah. Oh, by the way, there's this new pop culture TV show on AOL. So, yeah. What was I saying? I'm trying to think what I'm going to talk about next. I think I'm done talking. I think I got lots of music, and I'm going to have to let that go. And, yeah. Anyhow, I'm Jake, Long Media Bastard Show. Thanks for listening. Got another track here. When I played that song by Invincible a little while back, Invincible is a solo artist, but she's part of a five-female crew, five-woman crew called Anomalies, which, let me give you the lineup. MC Helix, MC Pre the Honey Dark, Cutting Candy, who's a DJ, Big Terra, who's an MC, and Invincible. But I got a track here. Again, I only could get their thing off MySpace, which I wish I could find, a better version of the song. Well, they do. I take that back. They have one download on their own MySpace page, but it's very short. They have only three tracks on the page. Two of them are almost like little previews, like little one-minute tracks, which I can't play a one-minute track for the radio, folks. It just don't work that way. So I'm going to play the longer track, which, honestly, I can't even read the whole title. It cuts off, sadly, again, due to MySpace being kind of sucky. But it's Anomaly's song called Perfectionists Something. The title cuts off. Something to do with Perfectionists by Anomaly's, another female rap crew. I'll try to get in another one of the songs from the Radiohead Crunk Tribute album before I get out of here. And maybe a couple more of the songs by female artists. Anyhow, I'm Jake. Thanks for listening. Music. Let me fade this cool background. Oh, who is this other cool song? This is the Skylights. Anyhow, I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastards. Thanks for listening. Great, now the computer's doing things.
But to put it down now, come to terms with your sloppiness. It's obvious, my past is what your hobby is. Got a strong hunger for making this song butter. You thought this was your call, but you dialed the wrong number.
The sky's the limit, applying 110%. Removing timid like removing no trends. Don't hate on me, because I stay giving them more than what they bargain for. And all the weak retreat like they fleeing out of a project door. Setting the score, resting assured, I'm destined to soar. Blessing each session, I reckon you want more of that rare commodity. The quality is what it's gotta be. And my philosophy is much farther than what your eyes.
Now I know that I'm mad nice, and I'm a worst critic. Every verse fitted with perseverance to outshine your whole tape with my guest appearance. You step to this, I doubt it, but I'm a pessimist. Come get a glimpse how I make it look effortless. Never in a hurry, cause it's all about the journey. If you heard me, you the jury. My words serve as my attorney. You have fast cash, get the fast cash. Need to rock a gas mask now, see who got the last laugh.
And exposing the notion, I'm hoping to find a closing to my question.
What's your question, Haley?
Why is half an exception, exception to the rules for half? Half willing and half able. Halfway is not half of the bill to pay cable. Frustrated cause I'm one of the last of the Mohicans. Master of my craft, ahead of the class without speaking.
Why?
Cause I stay progressing, investing my best in method. Only see success when I never settle for less.
I must confess,
I'm a perfectionist, digging deep like the exorcist. The rest are not passing the buck, show them the exit.
We the best in this, close enough, don't cut it. Ain't no estimates, we perfectionists.
We work hard for the money.
But the question is, y'all work hard for your money. Perfectionists, we the best in this.
DJ, please.
me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's why I need them. It's your primitive, it's why I need them. If you got a big, let me search it to find out how hard I gotta work it. It's your primitive, it's why I need them. It's your primitive, it's why I need them. I like to get to know ya so I can show ya. Put the pussy on ya like I told ya. Give me all your numbers so I can phone ya. Your girl act the same thing, call me over. Not on the bed, lay me on your sofa. Call before you come, I need to shave my chocha. You do or you don't or you will or won't ya. Go downtown and eat it like a vulture. See my hips and my tips so cha. See my ass and my lips don't cha. Lost a few pounds in my whips for ya. It's the kind of beat that go ra-ta-ta. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Sex me so good, I say blah, blah, blah. Work it, I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's why I need them. It's your primitive, it's why I need them. If you got a big, let me search it to find out how hard I gotta work it. It's your primitive, it's why I need them. It's your primitive, it's why I need them. If you a fly gal, get your nails done. Get a pedicure, get your hair did. Boy, lift it up, let's make a toaster. Let's get drunk, this gon' bring us closer. Don't I look like a Halle Berry poster? See the Belvedere playing tricks on ya. Girlfriend wanna be like me, never. You won't find a bitch that's even better. I make you hot as Las Vegas weather. Listen up close while I take it backwards. Okay, begins the gal, listen me in with you. I'm not a prostitute, but I can give you what you want. I love your brains and your mouth full of phones. Love the way my ass go, ba boom, ba boom, boom. Keep your eyes on my ba boom, ba boom, boom. You think you can handle this, ka donk, donk. Take my thumb off and my ass go boom. Cut the lights on so you see what I can do. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's why I need them. It's your primitive, it's why I need them. If you got a big, let me search it to find out how hard I gotta work it. It's your primitive, it's why I need them. It's your primitive, it's why I need them. Boys, boys, all type of boys. Black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese boys. Why thang, 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 thang. Girls, girls, get that cash. If it's 9 to 5, we're shaking your ass. Ain't no shame, ladies, do your thing. Just make sure you ahead of the game. Just cause I got a lot of fame, super. Prince couldn't get me, change my name, Papa. Hooter can't tell you, slave again, no sign. Picture Black saying, oh, yes, I'm a sign. Picture Lil' Kim dating a pastor. Minute Man, Big Red can outlast ya. Who is the best? I don't have to ask ya. When I come out, you won't even matter. Why you act dumb like, duh? Say you act dumb like, duh. As the drummer boy go, brr pum pum pum. Give you some of that Cinnabon. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's why I need them. It's your primitive, it's why I need them. If you got a big, let me search it to find out how hard I gotta work it. It's your primitive, it's why I need them. It's your primitive, it's why I need them. Work that.
ば全て始まる。消して誰にも邪魔させないから、味方のソルジャーなんて一人もいない。武器になるものなんて何一つない。情熱が唯一
Bye.
Hey folks, this is Jake, I Am Media Bastard Show. I think I'm about to cut out of here, because I'm kind of afraid that the show didn't actually record, which would be a tragedy, because I thought it was a pretty good show by my standards. So let's play my outgoing music, and I'll close it up. This has been the Lying Media Bastards radio show, and hopefully this recorded and you're hearing it on the podcast or whatever. That last song was The Editors doing You Got Me. Before that, Tigara doing Girl Fight. DJ Gingivitis doing another Radiohead crunk song. Missy Elliott doing Work It. And Anomalies doing Perfectionists. I'd like to thank John Anderson, actually, from DIYmedia.net. Thanks to him, I found a lot of the female artists that I played on the show today. And yeah, I'm going to leave. See y'all later.